Two men convicted for killing US civil rights leader Malcolm X are to be exonerated after insisting on their innocence for more than five decades. Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were jailed for the 1965 murder, but New York prosecutors now say authorities withheld evidence at the time and they'll move to have the convictions quashed. The review of the case was prompted by a documentary and a biography, but a doubt about the case was around from the start. Jamie Travers reports.
He was shot dead in a New York City ballroom in front of a crowd of hundreds.
I heard a rumbling behind me. Then we saw two guys standing up, and just then the gunfire went off, and the next thing I saw was Malcolm falling back in a dead faint.
In 1966, three men were convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X.
I saw two not very tall Negro men rush forward, and both of them pumped bullets into Malcolm X.
Muhammad Aziz, Khalil Islam, and Mujahid Abdul Halim, who was known at the time of the killing as Thomas Hagen. Hagen admitted he was one of three gunmen, but testified that neither Aziz or Islam was involved.
My two co-defendants have always maintained their innocence in the case, and I would like to see the brothers exonerated.
Now, Manhattan's district attorney, Cyrus Vance, says Aziz and Islam will be cleared, tweeting that his office
will move to vacate the wrongful convictions of two men for the murder of Malcolm X. More to come tomorrow.
Questions have long been asked about who really killed the civil rights leader, with investigations in the 1970s casting doubt.
Circumstances surrounding the trial, the assassination itself, accounts in the press, and subsequent actions were so peculiar, the question of who killed Malcolm is still with us.
But it wasn't until the recent Netflix documentary, Who Killed Malcolm X, that the case was reopened.
Malcolm's death never sat right with me.
The investigation was a failure.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office publicly acknowledging the series prompted their re-examination. Peter Bertelsen was a producer on the show.
Much of what we revealed in the documentary was known. Much of it was published, and the FBI had a treasure trove of documents that we were able to uncover through the Freedom of Information Act. The fact that we were able to assemble it all and connect the dots, I think, that made it kind of inarguable.
One of the civil rights era's most controversial and compelling figures, Malcolm X rose to fame as the Nation of Islam's chief spokesperson, calling for racial separatism, urging black people to claim civil rights by any means necessary.
Whites can help us, but they can't join us. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity.
He split from the Nation of Islam in 1964 after falling out with its leader, Elijah Muhammad, which he ominously touched on a week before his death.
I do know that Elijah Muhammad had given the order far back as June, and even farther back than that, to have me killed.
The two men cleared of the killing maintained throughout that they were innocent and offered alibis at their 1966 trial, with no physical evidence linking them to the crime. According to reports in the New York Times, the reinvestigation found the FBI had documents that pointed to other suspects, and a still living witness supported Aziz's alibi that he was at home with a leg injury at the time of the shooting. Here's Aziz speaking to Netflix for the Who Killed Malcolm X documentary.
If I wanted to do it, I couldn't have done it. So that means they knew what they were doing when they put me in jail.
He was released on bail in 1985. Khalil Islam was released 2 years later and died in 2009. Aziz released a statement today through his lawyers.
The events that brought us here should never have occurred. Those events were and are the result of a process that was corrupt to its core, one that is all too familiar, even in 2021.
While Aziz and Islam have now been exonerated, more than 50 years on, and mystery still surrounds the truth about who killed Malcolm X.
Jamie Travers with that report.